بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. دعوات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأمته، دعاؤه صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمغفرة لأمته عشية عرفة. أخرجه البيهقي عن عباس ابن مقداس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دعا عشية عرفة لأمته بالمغفرة والرحمة فأكثر الدعاء، فأوحى الله إليه: أني قد فعلت إلا ظلم بعضهم بعضا، وأما ذنوبهم فيما بيني وبينهم فقد غفرتها. فقال: يا رب، إنك قادر على أن تثيب هذا المظلوم خيرا من مظلمته وتغفر لهذا الظالم. فلم يجبه تلك العشية. فلما كان غداة المزدلفة عاد الدعاء، فأجابه الله تعالى: أني قد غفرت لهم. فتبسم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقال له بعض أصحابه: يا رسول الله، تبسمت في ساعة لم تكن تتبسم فيها. قال: تبسمت من عدو الله إبليس، إنه لما علم أن الله عز وجل قد استجاب لي في أمتي أهوى يدعو بالويل والثبور ويحث التراب على رأسه. دعاؤه صلى الله عليه وسلم لأمته وقول الله تعالى له: إنا سنرضيك في أمتك. أخرج ابن وهب عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تلا قول إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس، الآية، وقول عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك، الآية، ثم رفع يديه ثم قال: اللهم أمتي، اللهم أمتي، اللهم أمتي، وبكى. فقال الله: اذهب يا جبريل إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وربك أعلم، وسله ما يبكيك. فأتاه جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام فسأله، فأخبره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما قال. فقال الله عز وجل: اذهب إلى محمد فقل له: إنا سنرضيك في أمتك ولا نسوءك. كذا في التفسير ابن كثير. دعاؤه صلى الله عليه وسلم لأمته ودعاؤه لعائشة رضي الله عنها. أخرج الطبراني عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: دعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأمته فقال: اللهم أقبل قلوبهم على طاعتك وخذ من ورائهم برحمتك. قال الهيثمي: وفيه أبو شيبة وهو ضعيف، انتهى. وأخرج البزار عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: لما رأيت من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طيب نفس قلت: يا رسول الله، ادعو الله لي. قال: اللهم اغفر لعائشة ما تقدم من ذنبها وما تأخر، وما أصغت وما أعلنت. فضحكت عائشة رضي الله عنها حتى سقط رأسها في هجرها من الضحك. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أيسرك دعائي؟ فقالت: وما لي لا يسرني دعاؤك. فقال: والله إنها لدعوتي لأمتي في كل صلاة. قال الهيثمي: رجاله رجال صحيح غير أحمد بن منصور غمادي وهو ثقة، انتهى. So these are the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for his ummah. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made du'a for his ummah on the evening, on the day of Arafah. And Abbas bin Mirdas radiyallahu anhu, he narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion at Arafah, he made dua in the evening, the dua of maghfirah and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him that indeed I have forgiven your ummah in regard to whatever they have done. That means whatever wrong they have done, except the zulm that was done in regard to the servant, the slave to what a slave. But that sin which is bainahu wa bayna Allah, in that way I will forgive all the sins. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Rabb, innaka qadirun ala an tuthiba hadha al-madhluma khayran min madhlimati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh my Rabb, you are able to exchange or to give the madhlum, the person who was wronged, with something better than what he was wrong on. And you are able, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to forgive the oppressor as well. That person who oppressed you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are able to forgive him as well. So this dua was not answered on that night or on that evening. Then when it was the morning at Muzdalifah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he repeated his dua. He pleaded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this time around, فَأَجَابَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua on that night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي قَدْ قَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ, that indeed I have forgiven even that which we call the وُقُوقُ لِعِبَاد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them as well. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they ask him, we see you smiling in such a time which we have not seen you smiling. That means the time of tahajjud salah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered them that indeed I smile because I saw the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Iblis. Iblis, once he came to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven my ummah, Iblis or Shaitan, he threw himself on the ground and asking destruction upon himself, and is putting sand over his head. And because of this, that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was laughing at that time. So the next incident is in regard to the dua in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for his ummah, and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he said, Inna sanurdika fi ummatik, indeed we shall please you in regard to your ummah. So in this incident, it is narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited the word of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, in which he said, Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathira minan nas, that, oh my Rabb, indeed these idols, they have misled many people in your way. Then he continued, faman tabi'ani fa innahu minni, that person who will follow me, that is from me. Waman asani fa innaka ghafur rahim, and the one who will disobey me, indeed you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are most merciful. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he quote again the word of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, in which he said, in tu'adhibuhum fa innahum ibaduk, if you have to punish them, Indeed, they are your servant. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And if you have to forgive them, you are the mighty, you are the most wise. Then after this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ummah. He said, Allahumma ummati, O Allah, my ummah, O Allah, my ummah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, وَبَقَى فَقَالَ. He continued crying until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam. O Jibril, go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, but this is out of favor and respect upon Nabi Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he sent Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam, go to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is his worried, what is his concern, why is he crying so much? Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam went back, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him what was his worried, and he went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam, idhhab ila Muhammadin faqul lahu, and tell him, inna sanurudika fi ummatika wala nasu'uka. Quote Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed will please him in regard to his ummah, and will not want to disappoint him. And the last incident, it is in regard to the dua in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for his ummah, and that dua in which he made for Aisha radiyallahu anha. So here, Anas radiyallahu anhu said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prayed or he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, Allahumma aqbil qulubihim ala ta'atik. O Allah, turn the heart of my ummah in regard to your obedience. Wahut min waraihim bi rahmatika, and protect them from the back in regard with your mercy. Then Aisha radiyallahu anha, so this is narrated by Bazar, and Aisha radiyallahu anhuma anha qalat. So Aisha radiyallahu anha said that when I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the good mood, or what we can say, tibu nafsin, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the good mood, then he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, udu'u Allah ali, O Nabi of Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua on my behalf. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma ghafir li Aisha ma taqaddama min dambiha wa ma ta'akhar. O Allah, forgive Aisha radiyallahu anha, her past sin and her future sins as well. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa ma asaghat, and that which it is open, wa ma alanat, and that which is the sir, that which is the what will hidden. Then after this dua, Aisha radiyallahu anha, she laughed so much that her head fall on her lap. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Aisha radiyallahu anha, that ayasurruki du'ai, is my dua makes you happy? And she say, why the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't make me happy? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wallahi innaha lada'wati li ummati fi kulli salatin. O Aisha, this is the dua. This dua, I'm making it for my ummah for every salah. So here we see the worry and concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah. One is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this dua for his ummah in such a way that even on the day of Qiyamah, when all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, everyone will be crying out, Ya Rabbi, nafsi, nafsi. But here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even that time, he will be calling out, Ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati, oh my ummati. In one narration of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he mentioned that one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very worried, and because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he came to him. He said, what happened? What is this worry? And you are very sad. What happened? He said that because of my ummah. So Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which one of your ummah, the Muslim or the disbelievers? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the Muslim. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the graveyard or to the qabr stand of Banu Salam. And then from there, in one qabr, he hit his wings and he commanded the person in the qabr, come bi idhnillah, stand with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the handsome young man, he came out from that qabr and the face is shining and is reciting La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he told him go back, and he went to another qabr and he strike his wing, and another man, he came out from that grave, from that qabr stand, he came out from it with ugly face. The face was very dark, and this person was crying in regard to the sorrow, that here there is nothing except sorrow and worried where he was sleeping. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he told him go back. And then after that he explained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this will be the condition of your ummah. Whatever condition in which a person passed away, it is the same condition in which the person will be resurrected. So this is the fikr and the worry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And we have come here, we need to bring the same fikr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was crying for me and you, so we have to cry for the entire ummah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah to make amal on this inshallah. But there are a few announcements here. The first one, it is in regard to the provincial fikr, which will take place on the 23rd of February, which will be on Sunday morning. So this is for everyone to attend inshallah ta'ala, not only for the zimedar, but all the masajid, everyone should come inshallah. And also, as we are believing from here, we'll go down to it. So let us bear in mind the adab and etiquette of eating. So you must eat according to the sunnah, and whatever mosul, anything that will fall on the dasarkan, we must pick them and eat them inshallah ta'ala. And also, one is that we have come to sleep over. So if a person is living near and he didn't bring his the sleeping bag inshallah, so let us go and then bring them. But if a person is far and he came, he didn't bring inshallah, let him go back and make intention next week he will come to sleep inshallah ta'ala. And also let us bear in mind the amal of the night. One is the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the tahajjud salah. So let us also carry this amal inshallah ta'ala, the tahajjud, the dua, the tilawat of the Quran, and our tasfiyat as well. And also the subah sadiq inshallah tomorrow morning will be the 11 minutes past 4. So 11 minutes past 4 will be the suhoor or the subah sadiq morning time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.